This is West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. Coming up, Gordon Evans talks with State Representative Dave Maturin, who is running for re-election in Kalamazoo and Calhoun counties. But first, I talk with Ron Kitchens, president and CEO of Southwest Michigan First, based in Kalamazoo. It's a privately funded economic development group that behind the scenes has had its hand on lots of projects that have helped keep and attract jobs to a seven-county area that includes Kalamazoo County. Kitchens joined Southwest Michigan First about 5 years into its founding in 1999. Welcome to WMUK, Mr. Kitchens.
Thank you.
I think a lot of people have heard of the organization. They may be less familiar with maybe all that it has done, and it has. And I think it's also kind of morphed over time. Your predecessor was dealing with paper mill closings and Pfizer taking over and those types of things. What was the purpose at that time for forming the organization, and where is it today?
So Southwest Michigan First was formed as one of, if not the very first, private economic development corporation in the country. A group of business leaders got together and said, government is shrinking in their capacity for funding. With the downturn in the economy, you have to remember then, Michigan was in a one-state recession, and Kalamazoo led the state into that recession. You know, we saw six paper mills close. We saw Pharmacia buy Upjohn and then merge with Pfizer and then become exclusively Pfizer. We saw the loss of research in the community. Just prior to that, the GM stamping plant had closed. It was sitting vacant. And at that point, no plant had ever turned around and been reutilized. So a group of business leaders, 14 leaders, got together and said, we have to step up. Through philanthropy, we've got to change the focus of the community. We've got to make sure we stay relevant. So we were formed. We, under the belief that the greatest force for change is a job. We want to give people, individuals, economic capacity and economic prosperity to take care of their families, to take care of their future, to have and own their own futures. So we began focusing a lot on retaining life science talent, and so working to do startup companies and build out the Southwest Michigan Innovation Center, which we've just recently merged into the Western Michigan University Homer Stryker School of Medicine. We partnered with the university on the creation of the BTR, the Business Technology Research Park. We partnered with Kalamazoo Valley Community College on the creation of the M-Tech Center, and all around retaining capacity and building companies. But we've also focused on attracting new companies to the community. So we'll annually now, we will make somewhere between 250 and 300 calls a year, working with people outside of the community to grow and expand jobs here. We work with existing companies to grow. So we'll somewhere around 800 one-on-one meetings with existing companies on growing jobs, and we're seeing those things pay off. You know, when we look at Michigan, we have one of the lowest unemployment rates, particularly in this county. We have expanded our focus on the seven counties of Southwest Michigan because we know that where people work and live are not in the same neighborhoods in most cases. So if we want to grow capacity, we've got to focus on a larger geographic area. So we do that. And then we also focus a lot on leadership because we know that when we look back, when the downturn came, companies simply couldn't afford to send people away to develop leaders. But we also know we lost a lot of leaders. We lost a lot of families that had to move because of the downturn. So we've built out a program to create and develop leaders from really that kind of mid-college point to lifelong leadership development.
Leadership development. And you have a couple of things that you have introduced over the years, among them being Catalyst University. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Catalyst University is about bringing together groups to spend a day, and it's now about a day and a half, really, of bringing in the best thought leaders. We also know that we have to get smaller and small groups of leaders. So we have a couple of programs that are really important. Leadership Kalamazoo, which we're lucky to administer. You know, it's a long program, 4 decades now. Majority come from business, not-for-profit, and local government. In that program, it's a year-long program, 9 months, where they're meeting all day, one day a month, and learning about the community, learning about best practices, but learning about themselves and their leadership styles and what it means to be in the front of the room and have followers. One of the programs I love that we do is called First 50. So it marries 25 emerging leaders with 25 existing leaders, where they spend a year together mentoring, learning from each other, and they are just doing incredible things to lift up our community. At the pace of change we have, you know, globally, our greatest resource is the people in this region. We are a place that produces people, 55,000 college students, you know, in the region. If we don't keep them here, grow them, and attract them, and, you know, clearly the data tells us millennials, the number one thing they want out of an employer is a mentoring relationship. They want to be lifted up. They want opportunities to lead. And so for us, this is about what are we going to do to make sure the next generation is prepared to lead while the existing generation takes us to places we couldn't imagine.
Speaking of investing in people, talk about your introduction of podcasts and blogs dealing with leadership.
We've really taken the belief, and with the full blessing of our board of directors, that we want to be the teaching hospital version of an economic development corporation. We know that the best hospitals in the world are teaching hospitals because they're doing research, they're bringing in the best minds, they're challenging each other in their academic pursuits. And in the economic development world, nobody was really doing that. And so we want to make sure this community has access to the very best of knowledge and capacity building. So we've challenged ourselves. And the way we can do that is through bringing new ideas forward through podcasts. And so we've got 2 podcasts now that we do, the Always Forward, which is about leadership and community growth and best practices. And then we have one called From the Ground Up, which we weekly recognize the 50 best economic developers in America.
Lest people think that your organization only deals right here in Michigan, is there not some type of, I believe, some type of leadership thing that mm-hmm. you do external to
do
here on a global basis? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we have a group called Consultant Connect. And or C2 consulting, as it has morphed to. And we currently have 108 communities, economic development groups, local governments, a couple of state governments, and even a couple of countries that we work with, helping them on their journey of excellence. All of these organizations pay for services. They pay us to introduce them to new ideas, to train and develop. And then all of that is used to support and subsidize the not-for-profit mission in this region.
Don't you have something called a summit that you
do
globally?
What is that? We're in Atlanta in 2 weeks.
Is this an annual thing?
It's an annual event.
Invitation only,
is it's
that
invitation
correct?
Only. We actually have 2 events around that. So we have one that'll have about 150 different organizations there where we're introducing them to the thought leaders on corporate real estate locations, site consultants, their own leadership, building them. Part of it is that we're always looking to hire amazing folks. So we want to be in the room with them and we want to target who's amazing that we can either bring to our own organization or recruit into the region. And then we also have a program called Next, where we're focusing on leaders under the age of 40 who are the next, going to the next level of their leadership and organization. And we're pouring into them. One, because we want to lift up leaders, but 2, because we want to know who the best talent is so we can bring them either to our own community or bring them to our partners and know that we're going to serve this community best.
This is a tall order. How many people on staff do you have? About 16?
16, yeah. I was trying to remember if it was 16 or 17. It's 16.
How do you finance yourself?
So about 50% of our budget comes from philanthropy. There's about 150 companies, foundations, and individuals who contribute to the organization, and that's about half the budget, and the other half the budget is earned. So it's fees that we charge either for our leadership functions or outside of the community. And of the fees, about 50% is paid for out of state and about 50% in state.
In terms of regional collaboration, I think your board used to be, what, about 15 members? Now you say it's up to 60 and moving up to maybe 70.
Close to 70.
Such that you can have the voices from all different parts of the region.
So we go from Coldwater to Sturgis to Benton Harbor, St. Joe, across Van Buren County, Kalamazoo to Battle Creek.
If you had to say in a sentence what Southwest Michigan First does, what is that?
We are Miracle-Gro for companies, individuals, and communities.
I know that one of the things you deal with is working with site selectors, people who are about the business of trying to find sites for businesses. That's a lot of unseen work.
Yes.
When you are working with those people. So it is kind of like Miracle-Gro and voila, here are the people. So if you were to say to an everyday person who doesn't quite understand all that your organization does, at the end of the day, there is an output. What is it about Southwest Michigan that is different as a direct result of the hand of this organization?
When we talk about success, we know that it takes lots of people. But when we look at this region, and I don't have the exact number in front of me, and I'm sure people will tweet me or you know, email me that I got the number wrong, but we're about 37,000 net new jobs today than we had 5 years ago. Our family incomes are up since 2012 by 9%. That's 9% more money in families' pockets in a nation that was pretty much flat during that time period. And we're producing amazing leaders. So, you know, we can look at leaders that have come from our organization that are now leading at other groups in the community. And that's part of our plan, is we want to lift people up. So Tim Tarantine, you know, the new head of the Western Michigan University Foundation. Tim was on our team for 5 years. Vaughn Washington from the Kalamazoo Promise came through our team. Jim Roby, who's leading at the Upjohn Institute's economic development, local economic development strategy. Jim came from our team. The head of the economic development group in Holland came from our team. We continue to build out capacity of organizations, and there's a number of mid-tier leaders. We want to lift up people so that we can grow community. We know that we average about 6,000 leaders a year who come through some kind of training with us, who are building and growing their own organizations. We know that we've had almost 100 startup companies that we worked with.
Over the course of the history
of
your organization?
Last 12 years.
And are you suggesting that those 30,000 jobs in the last 5 years had something to do with the work of your organization?
We've worked with most or a lot of those companies. And whether it's changing the environment for tax structure, whether it's working with them on recruiting them, on expanding their companies, on finding new locations. We went from a point that we had 2 million square feet of available space in this community for industrial users, and there is almost none today because all of those have been filled. We can look at the Midlink facility where, you know, we went and recruited the company to become the master developer. We created the partnership with local government on that, and we've helped recruit the companies that are filling that facility that today is nearly full, and it's only nearly full because companies keep locating in it, loving the community, and then building new facilities.
We've been talking to Ron Kitchens, CEO of Southwest Michigan First. For a longer version of this interview, go online to WMUK.org. For West Southwest on WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.